Volunteers working at Bethel's Alaska Territorial Guard Memorial Park are one step closer to completion. On Friday afternoon, local organizers and state military leadership dedicated the recently completed Wall of Honor. KYUK's Ben Matheson has the story.
The wall lists the names of 1,435 members of the Territorial Guard who served from 31 Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta villages. Buck Bukowski is a member of the ATG Park Committee and says the recognition is overdue.
They were unpaid. All they got was a rifle, which they had to turn back in when they were done. And no recognition until just a few years ago when most of them were already dead.
The Alaska Territorial Guard formed in 1942 in response to the attack in Hawaii and occupation of some Aleutian Islands. Members supplied all of their own gear and food with no pay. Over 6,000 largely Alaska Native members served the country until the ATG disbanded in 1947. Major General Thomas Katkus is Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and is the Adjutant General in charge of the Guard in Alaska. He says today's military stands on the shoulders of those who came before.
I mean, those guys were here in a threatened environment, and when you look at the technology back in those days, before cell phones, before internet, before the ability to communicate as quickly and as rapidly as we do today, they stood there with an unknown threat coming and band together and basically were prepared to defend their communities.
Organizers say there's more work to be done on a 2,000-foot walking trail on the tundra, plus more landscaping and potentially a gazebo to cover a picnic area. A tall bronze statue of a guard member in a parka watches over the wall and veteran cemetery. The park includes large garden boxes and flags for each community. Committee co-chair Dave Trantham says the group is trying to get an old artillery gun for the site. He told a story about how the guard tricked Japanese spy planes.
So they cut driftwood and stuck it in the mud to represent the artillery piece. I'd like to ask one question, if I may. Did the Japanese invade this part of the country?
The State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs contributed $140,000 for the project, while local companies and organizations donated many thousands more in materials and work. General Katkus says Bethel's park stands out in the state.
They capitalize on these good ideas. They get the community behind a very small amount of resourcing and together come up with a project which is much greater as a whole rather than the sum of the resources that were sent out here. It's just incredible what they've been able to do with it.
The Alaska Territorial Guard Park is located on Tower Road near the airport. Organizers say it's scheduled to be done in time for Pearl Harbor Day. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.